Welcome to The Punts. Week one's in the books and it's all done and dusted. Man City top after a five-star performance against the Hammers, while Liverpool had knocked four in against Norwich before it even finished with chippy tea on Friday. It was a good start for Ollie's men as Manchester United gave Chelsea a right hiding at Old Trafford, and Spurs had Christian Eriksen to thank as they came from behind at home against Villa. Steve Bruce has enough defenders but not enough midfielders, and there were big wins for Burnley and Brighton. As for the punt predictions, our Football League guys nailed a treble, but there wasn't quite the same success in the top flight, was there, DK and Alex?
I was wondering how long it would take Emma to bring up last week's naps. Dave Kellner alongside Alex Dunn here in the studio. Alex, it wasn't a good start, but it's a marathon rather than a sprint. Unfortunately, I think we've both got slightly suspect stamina.
Yeah, I can't run at all, actually. That's the issue that we have here. No, I was disappointed with a couple of the results, with sort of how the games panned out. I still managed to get the Man City game right, though, which you didn't. And it'll be interesting to see if we take each other on a little bit this week as well, because I think we've got differing views on at least one of the games.
Let's get stuck into the first game this weekend, Arsenal versus Burnley. Arsenal 2-7 to win the game. The draw is 9-2 with Burnley available at 10-1. Loads of enhanced odds on the William Hill website and on the app as well. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to score first was 13-5. That's been boosted to 3-1. And Nicolas Pepe might have more of an involvement this weekend. Him to score two or more available at a boosted price of 8-1 from 6-1. And now Arsenal, they sent out an inexperienced 11 against Newcastle, but still got the job done last weekend.
Yeah, I was pretty underwhelmed by what I saw from Arsenal. The fortunate thing for them was that Newcastle were just so much worse. They managed to get through it on account of one good goal, defensive mistake, yes. Great finish, though, from Aubameyang. And he could be key again here. I think, again, that Arsenal side that we saw against Newcastle, you probably only had four or five first-teamers in there in terms of what you'd put in their best 11.
Yep.
So it's interesting that they still managed to get the job done at a place that could be pretty hard to go to. And Burnley at home is the kind of fixture that they'll go, yep, fine. But Burnley were impressive, weren't they?
They were. They won 3-0 last week, Burnley. That was a shock, actually. Even though they were at Turf Moor, I think there were slight outsiders in that game. So that was a big result for Burnley. I'm looking at Arsenal to win this game.
Yeah, I think I am as well. They are fairly short, but it's probably justified. I must say, when I started looking at this, having watched Arsenal last weekend and having seen Burnley score, you think, are Burnley a little bit of value here? But eventually, no, they're probably not. I don't think they'll get absolutely destroyed here by any means, but they're just, though the price is tempting, I cannot see them winning, and they've got a shocking record against Arsenal as well.
Arsenal have won their last 10 games against Burnley in all competitions. What's the bet here?
I'm focusing on Aubameyang. He has got a phenomenal record against Burnley. He's played three times against them. He's opened the scoring on all three occasions, and he scored a brace on all three occasions. So take your pick. Do you want to back him to score first? Do you want to back him to score twice? You might even want to do both, to be honest. I'd say for him to score first is probably the best bet in the game. But again, two or more is a really, really tempting price. And I'd just leave it at that. I wouldn't even put it in an Arsenal win, just in case. It'll be interesting to see which team Arsenal do put out, whether they do introduce Pepe to the fold. But Aubameyang will start. He's the main man. I think he'll score first. And I think he could nab a second as well.
OK, Aubameyang is the main man for Arsenal. And now the big talking point throughout the course of the week has been VAR. And because you've not heard enough about VAR, here's Robbie Savage with more.
VAR, three letters causing so many talking points. But for me, VAR is working so well in the opening games of the Premier League season, whether it be West Ham against Manchester City, the handball for Wolves against Leicester. Every decision that VAR has got involved in so far has come ultimately to the right decision. That's what people wanted. That's what fans wanted. Okay, people saying, well, Sterling's shoulder was offside. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Offside is offside. It was correct. Handball, Willy Bowley deflected onto Dendonka. It was the correct decision. It led to a goal. So people stop mourning. Football is about fine margins. Those fine margins, VAR got them right. Get on with it. Accept it. End of story. VAR is good and is here to stay.
There's been a ton of reaction to Robbie Savage's video. He clearly loves VAR. I thought it was absolutely horrific at the weekend, I must admit. Those judgment calls, those small, minute margins. And I think it matters where the guy in Stotley Park takes the frame from. Because if you see the ball compress, you can take it 1 second, then you can let it roll one frame more and Raheem Sterling suddenly offside. I think even that's open to interpretation.
Was the decision right?
It depends what frame you take it from. But from that frame, yes.
So yes is the answer. That's what VAR does. It gets the decision right. I don't mind waiting for the right decision. Although football phonings are going to be a bit different, aren't they?
Because you
can't have a go at the ref anymore. You're going to have to turn on your own team.
The best thing about football is the controversy. Afterwards, on a Monday morning, when you're talking about was this the right decision, was this the wrong decision, that's all gone now with VAR.
Yeah, but it does get the right decision. I'm for it. Sorry, everyone.
Okay.
I don't want to be that guy, but I think it's fine. The one thing I would say is all stadiums need a screen that is seen by everyone. Just because in some stadiums there isn't a screen or there's a screen that only half the ground can see.
Yeah.
That is an issue.
That's something that Matthew Sides said. There's been loads of reaction on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, we've got a screen up with loads of tweets here in the studio. Ray's not holding a judge. He's going back to 1966 for Maradona's handball. And Gareth says it needs to be like rugby. It needs to be communicated a little bit better.
Maybe it does. But that's it's still fairly early in terms of, well, in the Premier League, very early. England, still fairly early. It's one of those things. We'll get used to it. It's okay. And it gets the right decision. That's the key.
You sounded like a father talking to his child then when he's just fallen over and scraped his knee.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Man City, let's get onto the one of the big games this weekend, or the biggest game this weekend. Man City versus Spurs, 7-20, Manchester City to win the game. The draw, 17-4, Tottenham in the market at 15-2. Enhanced odds, Raheem Sterling to score two or more, got three on the opening weekend. That was 9-2, that's been enhanced to 11-2. You've got Harry Kane and Raheem Sterling both to score in the game. That was 4-1. That's been enhanced to 6-1. I'm just intrigued by the prices here, because you look at the prices in this game and Spurs are the team, they're expected to close the gap on the big two this season. They're 15-2 to win this match.
And rightly so.
Shows you the chasm between the two.
Well, that's the thing. Man City just... We had this last week and I don't want to go over it, Dave, because I got it spot on. But you can't concede goals if you have the ball. That's just a fact. And all Man City do is keep the ball. It's all they did against West Ham last week. And it's what they'll do here as well. Spurs played all right against Villa. They got there eventually. But I can't see them scoring here simply because they'll have, what, 25, 30% possession?
Yep.
It's not enough.
I like the rivalry here between the two managers as well. You've got Pep Guardiola versus Mauricio Pochettino. Mauricio Pochettino has... given the others the blueprint to beat Pep Guardiola, did it with Espanyol against Barcelona. I think he was the first manager to send a team to the Camp Nou under Guardiola and beat him. And last year, knocked them out of the Champions League as well. So Poch has proven he can do it against City and against Guardiola.
And I love him as well. I think he's an absolutely superb manager. I would want him in charge of my club. It is a massive coup for Spurs that they've managed to fend off the interest from the likes of Manchester United and that he hasn't gone to Real Madrid. I say that, it may have been that those clubs went their different ways anyway. It's not that they fended off interest. Nevertheless, I think he's a fantastic manager. But so's that guy. Pep is not bad either. They both want perfection. Pep's nearer to getting it at the minute, though, isn't he?
Let's talk about the bets for this game. I think... I got burnt with this last week. I think Manchester City will win, but I think Spurs will get on the score sheet.
Okay, I'm going to take you on once again, I'm afraid. My concern with Spurs is that they're very narrow. When Christian Eriksen came on against Villa, that changed things a little bit from a creativity point of view. But they play narrow, and I think the onus is going to be on Man City to get in at their fullbacks. And I think that's where Spurs will fall down. I don't think they're at their strongest at fullback at the minute. So I can see City... It depends who starts on the wings. We saw Mahrez have a great game against West Ham. If he starts, he could definitely feature in your bets, in goalscorer bets. Bernardo Silva as well, if he gets the nod. But for me, if you don't have the ball, you can't score. Man City win to nil. I think 2-0, the most likely scoreline.
2-0 to Manchester City, according to Mr. Dunn here in the studio. And now, at the FWA event earlier on, just before the season, we launched a new game. It's as easy as ABC. And if you hate it, direct your mirth at Mr. Lee Phelps, because he produced this game. So let's get more on ABC.
It's David Aloka here, and today we're at the FWA Live event to find out if people can do the A to Z of football clubs. That's right, every single letter of the alphabet, any club around the world. Let's see what they got.
Arsenal, Blackburn Rovers, Coventry, Derby County, Everton, Fulham, Gillingham, Hull City, Ipswich, Kilmarnock. No, have I missed the... Ipswich, Kilmarnock, I'm almost out. Juventus.
It's over.
Remembering the alphabet's probably the most difficult part of this game. You saw Henry Winter, by the way, just lurking in the background if you're watching the punt on YouTube. It's only fair that we put Henry to the test.
Arsenal, Blackburn, Chelsea, Derby, Everton, Fulham, Gillingham, Hull, Ipswich, Juventus, Kilmarnock, Motherwell, Norwich, Orient.
It's over!
Right, I'm not moving on to the next game without you having a go. Adam, our producer, standing just off camera. Give us 30 seconds, starting now, Alex Dunn.
Arsenal, Barnsley, Crystal Palace, Derby, Everton, Fulham. Keeping it local here, aren't I?
Keep going.
Grimsby, Huddersfield, Ipswich, Juventus.
I knew the alphabet was going to be tough for you.
It begins with a K. K.
Oh, that was a dismal effort. That was a dismal effort. I can't even think.
I've got one now.
Okay.
Turkish.
Go on.
Kasim Pasa.
There you go. Got there in the end. As long as, if it was a 90-second go,
can I have another go next week?
No, you can't.
Can this be a regular feature?
That's it now for you. Let's move on to Sheffield United versus Crystal Palace. Sheffield United 31-20 to win this game. The draw 11-5. Crystal Palace in the market at 19-10. Don't forget, you can build your odds on the William Hill website and on the app now. So that's a new feature for this Premier League season. Intriguing match this one, because there's not much to choose between the two teams in terms of the betting. And I like the way Sheffield United play. Chris Wilder's brought a new dynamic to the Premier League with those overlapping centre-halves. That's something that I've never seen before. And, I'm intrigued by this one.
Yeah, I backed goals when they played Bournemouth on the first day of the season and got stung a little bit. But I think I'll be back for a little bit more here, because the way that they play does open them up occasionally to a good counter-attacking side, which Palace on their day can be. The key for Palace is, what do you do with Wilf Zaha? Came off the bench against Everton. Will he start here? Obviously, they didn't score against Everton, but it still wasn't the worst result. Team news will be really, really key here. But it's a game I think I'm actually really looking forward to watching. I think it could be fairly entertaining.
I think Wilfred Zaha might score in the game. I'd be looking for a bet revolving around Zaha. He's got 6 in his last 7 away Premier League matches as well. Tends to do his best stuff away from Selhurst Park.
Because they're so good on the counter-attack, Zaha has to be considered if he does start. Jordan Ayew's a man who impressed me against Everton. He impressed the Palace fans as well. Now, the thing is, even if he does start, and that is an if, he's not going to play the full 90. So if you're backing him, back him to score first, at what is quite an appealing price, I think that's worth a look. But the best bet for me here, I'm going over 2.5 goals. I'm surprised to see it at such a big price. Two sides who going forward can cause problems. I can see why the traders would want this to be, well, they're thinking it'll be low on the goals. I think we could see a fair few. So Jordan Ayew, of interest if he starts. Wilf Zaha, of interest if he starts. Both first goal scorers. But the best bet for me, over 2.5 in the match.
Over 2.5 goals then, the bet for Alex in that one. Let's get to the bit you all like. It's Derek's bit.
After the Premier League introduction of VAR last week, some people are calling it a huge success. These people are known as wrong. VAR, or video assisted referee, was so bad it made me yearn for the days of FAR, Fergie assisted referee. It's supposed to say that ultimately we'll get every close call decision correct. Trouble is, by then no one will be watching. Because of VAR, supporters can no longer celebrate when a goal is scored. 50,000 Newcastle fans said, "Welcome to our world, bunny lad." Its introduction is bad news for Mesut Ozil, whose goal tally will surely be cut. Think how often his eyes will be caught offside. The Premier League has asked fans to trust him to get VAR right. I wouldn't trust him to spell it right. I'd take any odds you can get that it will be shelved after one season. And the same goes for Frank Lampard. I'm not saying his Chelsea team play like relegation candidates at Manchester United on Sunday, but all week Fat Frank has had a dotted line over his head. After the 4-0 defeat, he didn't know which badge to kiss. Lamps is 10-1 fourth favourite for the sack race, and I'll be tucking in like Frank at a banquet. I strongly fancy Leicester to pile on the misery for him at Stamford Bridge on Sunday. Leicester striker Jamie Vardy will have a field day against that Chelsea defence. Get on the Foxes at 19-5.
Derek pretty keen on the Foxes then. He's going with Leicester to win away from home against Chelsea. Chelsea 8-11 to win this game. The draw 27-10 with Leicester. In the market at 4-1. Now I look at the prices here and I think Chelsea edging towards even money. This is an astonishing price for me, because when do you ever see a bet that big for a side in the top six, a top six regular, against a team that's not at home? You don't.
You don't. But not many of them are coming here off the back of a 4-0 defeat in the league to Man U, and against the Leicester side, who are predicted and probably will finish 7th or 8th this season. I don't mind Leicester. I'm not as keen on Chelsea as you are by any means, I'm afraid.
Chelsea improved midweek. We saw that game against Liverpool. I know it's not ideal that they've had to travel to Istanbul and they've gone 120 minutes only to be beaten on penalties. But I think there's an overreaction to week one. There always is. And against Manchester United, they were very good in that opening 20 minutes. I thought there were some decent performances. Frank Lampard clearly loves Mason Mount. He was good in the game. And I think as long as Chelsea can guard against one man, I think they've got a chance.
Who's a big chance. Who's that man?
That man is Jamie Vardy. He's just got a sensational record away from home against the big six.
He does, because he makes them be very wary of where they are defensively. If you normally play a high line at home, then all of a sudden you've got this guy running in behind you, and you don't like playing against him. Nobody does. And that's why he scores goals in these kind of games. It's against the lesser sides, if you like, where they do drop deep. Well, he's not going to score headers, is he, as such? So you can see why he's so effective in these games. And he could have a big say on proceedings here as well. He's got the players to feed him now as well. Tielemans, Maddison, Perez. I think he could be in for another goal against a good side away from home here.
Chelsea, by the way, they've only lost one of their last 22 home Premier League games at Stamford Bridge. I think Chelsea are a monster price this weekend.
I don't understand you. How can you watch that game against Man U 4-0 and go, I want to back them next time at an odds-on price?
Because there's been an overreaction, that's why.
No, not for me. As far as I'm concerned, you have to have the Foxes on your side here. They are a tidy outfit. They'll cause problems on the break. You can back Leicester not to lose this game at such a big price compared to what Chelsea are. I don't understand where you're coming from at all. For me, it's Leicester plus a goal maybe on the handicap, but I'm prepared to put my neck on the line here. I think Leicester could go and win it.
Everyone's playing Golden Goal with William Hill. So if you haven't tried it yet, click or touch the banner to have a go. It's simple. You back a team to win in 90 minutes. If they score first, you win no matter what the result. You'll get paid out up to £25 in cash, plus your qualifying bet after the game. All the T's and C's and the latest football betting are at williamhill.com and on the app.
The last game of the weekend is Wolves versus Manchester United at Molineux. I know it's Monday night, but it's still the Premier League weekend coming to its conclusion. Wolves are 23-10 to win the game. The draw 23-10 with Manchester United at 5-4. I think Manchester United are worth a few quid here. I think the way they're set up lends themselves to playing away from home. Good on the counter-attack. Were they slightly flattered by last week's result at Old Trafford against Chelsea?
Yeah, possibly. 4-0 was maybe a little bit harsh on Chelsea, who started the game really well, as we mentioned, but then defensively weren't up to it. Man U defensively were pretty good. I know that Chelsea hit the woodwork a couple of times, but Maguire, Wan-Bissaka, they were sort of dream debuts for that pair. And they looked lively enough going forward as well once they'd got the first goal. Rashford and Martial, we'll touch on them in just a moment, but they're two players that could have big seasons for Manchester United now that the limelight is well and truly on them.
I can see this being pretty lively, this game. Wolves and both teams to score available at 5-1. The draw in that market at 3-1. Manchester United at 100-30. Wolves, by the way, Incredible home record, unbeaten in their last eight. They've won six of those, including one against Manchester United, Alex.
Yeah, they are good at home. They're the kind of side that I don't think anyone wants to play against because defensively they're solid. Going forward, they do pose a threat. And arguably, they're at their strongest in centre midfield with Neves and Moutinho in there. So they're difficult to play against. I know that you said that you like Man U here. I don't dislike Man U. I just don't think they're the best price. I know that you've said you're quite happy to take them at that price. I'm less convinced this won't be easy for Man U.
Yeah, I think Manchester United are a decent bet in this game. What's your bet?
I'm going to focus on Rashford and Martial. They're two players who will cause problems this season. I think for this game, I'd just focus on Rashford more than Martial. Martial we saw playing through the middle against Chelsea, but Rashford taking penalties in the VAR era is obviously a massive positive. Andreas Pereira is another player, actually, who's interesting. He's always a big price to score, and if they line up like they did against Chelsea, he may just be pushed further forward. So he's of interest. For me, I'd back Rashford to score first. I'd take a look at cards as well. John Moss in charge. He sent Morgan Schneiderlin off week one. I think it could be a feisty encounter. So I'd be backing yellow cards, a potential red, but Rashford to score first, the best bet for me.
Rashford to score first for Alex. I'm going with a straight Manchester United win in that one. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for after a successful week one. They landed a treble, the Football League boys, and it starts off with Pete Farris's pick in the Championship.
West Brom, the nap for me this week. It looks like a really good price at 8-5. Luton did brilliantly in their first home game of the Championship, drawing 3-3 with Borough on the opening game of the season. But the problem is that Borough aren't a great side, certainly not as good as West Brom, and despite the fact that West Brom have gone draw and loss in that Millwall doubleheader, Slaven Bilic made 9 changes for the game midweek. It'll be a fresh side, and I think a side that are just too good for Luton this weekend. My nap, West Brom at 8-5.
My nap this weekend is a 5-6 that I quite simply can't ignore. It's going to be Lincoln at home to Southend United. Lincoln are riding high after promotion from League 2 last season. They've won both their games in League 1 this season, 6 points out of 6, and they won at Huddersfield in the League Cup during the week against the Southend side, who just fought off relegation towards the end of last season, and this season have started with 2 defeats out of their opening 2 games. It's odds on again, but it's a 5-6 I cannot ignore. My nap is Lincoln at home to Southend United.
So fresh from knocking Middlesbrough out of the League Cup, I'm on Crewe, 23-20 at home to Walsall. Walsall's opening League 2 results have been better than I expected, and I love Daryl Clark. But as a club, they are a super tanker and very cautious. It'll take a while to turn them around. Crewe, though, the best pick throughout the second half of last season, 40 points from their final 23 league games last time out. They're only the price they are because they lost to Plymouth in their first home game, but Plymouth will be comfortable champions in my opinion. So 23-20 on Crewe.
Let's finish the punt with the naps then. This table makes grim reading for me. Just lean back here if you're watching on YouTube. Dave Kellner right at the bottom. Alex Dunn, you're only just one above me. Good start for Pete Farris, Al Ross and Gav Poshlowski.
Yeah, pretty impressive. I think that's on, is it goal difference? I don't know how. Let's hope that we're not there for the rest of the season anyway. Interesting as well that obviously you've got West Brom, Crewe and Lincoln. Oh. And then a difference of opinion, David.
Absolutely. I think Chelsea are a monster price. I just don't think you can expect to get a price like that very often on a top six club at home against a club outside the top six. So I'm taking Chelsea to win.
I think you are foolish for doing that. And I know I put Leicester up in the piece that we did earlier.
Yeah.
And Derek's gone for the same thing. I'm going to hedge my bets a little bit. I just don't think Leicester lose that game. A little bit, yeah. Hey, it's all about profit on this table. Leicester plus a goal for me is well worth a wager as far as I'm concerned. And if you are feeling a little more ballsy, follow Mr. McGovern.
Thank you for your company, Alex Dunn.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned in via YouTube. Check out that page on YouTube if you're listening. You can listen to all the usual podcast places, of course. But go to William Hill on YouTube and you'll see the punt available to watch each and every week as well. And myself, Alex and company will be back next week. If you're having a bet, check out all the markets at williamhill.com and on the app. And the very best of luck.